of 2 Peter, and it said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." And I thought, and this ain't where I'm going to preach, I'm just going to touch on this, but I thought about our pure minds. And you know, when we get our pure minds stirred up, even Larry touched on some of it this morning, and we think about the grace of God and how much grace, and I thought about the grace of God spared me from the time I was roughly 6 years old until I was 26 years old when God saved my soul. That was 20 years that I served the devil, knowing, glory to God, what I was doing. I become the age of accountability the first time God spoke to my heart, and it was the grace of God that spared me the next 20 years up till I said, "Yes, Lord, I need you more than I need anything else." And all the time I was saying no. As for our sins, Ben Shannon was talking a while ago, as for our sins, we know them. We know when we're out of God's will. We know when there's sin in our life. We know when there's things needs to be fixed in our life. So we need our remembrance stirred up, that our pure mind would come back and we'd realize the condition. And I know we've got people that steps out, and I hear it all the time, "I wasn't bad as you, and I didn't need the Lord like you needed the Lord, but I was lost and I need to be saved. But I've never cussed, I've never drank, I've never run around on my wife or my husband." But I'm going to tell you something, you was dying and going to hell. You take an old boy out here that's been a drunk and been into this old world and seen her, or an old girl that's been out here in this old world, amen, and God saves a heart, amen, and makes a child of God out of them, puts them a family together, or you take an old drunk, amen, glory to God, that had lost everything he had, everything falling apart, and God steps in, amen, and puts his life back together, amen, and puts him in the pulpit. I've got something to praise God for, amen, glory to God. I need it brought back to my mind, my pure mind. I needs to be stirred up. Brenda, how I was raised. Honey, glory to God, the places that I didn't have food and the things, and some of it I brought on myself, but not a dollar in my pocket. Couldn't buy a Coca-Cola when I wanted one. Glory to God. And I don't know that I've ever been broke since God saved my soul. 53 years ago, I believe I've had a dollar in my pocket, a Coca-Cola, glory to God, if I wanted one. And I need to give him praise, honey. I need my mind, my pure mind, stirred up and realize I ain't always been a child of God. I was a little boy of the devil, led by demons in every direction I went, coming against everything the Word of God had taught me, coming against the Spirit of God that was speaking to my heart and saying, "You can be a child of the King if you want to." But I turned my back on God and I walked away, and there I laid in the floor, honey, glory to God, at 26 years old. I couldn't walk from my waist down, paralyzed, and there I laid because sin had eaten me up. I listened to my father, the devil, and I'm going to tell you today why we got so many problems in our house. We're listening to our father, the devil, instead of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God will separate you of the commandments of God, and like he read this morning, to love our neighbor as ourself, and the rest of it will fall in place. If I love my neighbor as myself, and as a hypocrite stepped out, one of the Pharisees, and said, "Who is my neighbor?" I'm glad my neighbor's whoever I come in contact with. If it's California or Cuba, it's ever who I come in contact with. And if I love my neighbor, I ain't trying to beat him down. I ain't trying to whip him. I ain't trying to shoot him. I ain't trying to kill him. I need my pure mind stirred up. I thought about, glory to God, even the Baptist Association, a preacher, he had to call the association to see if Preacher Bill could come preach at their church. And the fellows over the association said they didn't think it would be their best interest to bring in a fellow like me. I just don't blame them, you know. I'd stir up their nest, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, if you get saved, you need to live right. Amen. If you say you're a child of God, you need to live like the Bible said. You need to do everything that you can to let your light shine, because Jesus died on the cross, honey. or that we could be set free. I don't need to take a chance on swinging over hell on a rotten cornstalk, or hoping maybe if I get drunk I can live through tomorrow and repent. Honey, I need to live right. I need to lay the bottle down, the cursing down, my angry and my confusion. I thought about one day this week, the devil about beat me to death. My mind was in a whirl. Amen. I guess that's why God took me out of Colossians and put me over in Peter. I need to stir up my pure mind. I need to get my mind back in remembrance. Satan has come into our mind and cluttered up, and everything that was on my mind was things that need fixing. Why can't you do this? You can't get them to do that. Amen. And you finally get down so depressed with your stirred up mind. Amen. We need to turn it over to God. I came into this world, I'm going to leave the same way. I came in naked, I'm going to leave naked. Glory to God. Life is a vapor, appears for a little while, and then it vanishes away. We need it brought back to our remembrance that we are nothing, glory to God, without the grace of Almighty God, and how God has extended grace and give America another change and another change. But we've about run out of grace, honey. We're standing in the pulpit and telling people if they've ever been saved, they're going to heaven. It don't make no difference what. It's a lie straight out of hell. Glory to God. You've got to live right. If I love my wife, I'll stay with my wife. I'll feed my wife. I'll keep a roof over her head. If there's any way possible, I'll put clothes on her back. And if the enemy comes to do anything to my wife, I'll fight that enemy just as long as I live. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. We've let Satan come into the house of God and take over in our singing, take over in our worship services, take over in our minds, and we can't give God praise and honor and glory. He shut us down till there's other things that makes us happy other than serving God. I'm going to tell you, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It don't take you long to talk to somebody and you realize where they love God or where they don't love God. After a while, they find out he's a preacher and they try to change their conversation. Honey, but you can't hide sin. Glory to God. It'll be shouted from the housetop. I'll be sure our sins will find us out. I want to stay in shape, sister. If you pray for me till I can receive a prayer from you, and I want to stay in shape. If I pray for you, glory to God, you'll feel of the power of God. I prayed in a house this week I never dreamed I'd be in. A roughneck. I'm talking about a roughneck. I went in with intentions to pray, and God opened the door. Can I tell you, God opened the door. I believe I'll get to go back. Amen. Wasn't nobody home but him, but I believe God let me go back. Amen. Amen. I believe there's some people out there that's realizing that Jesus is soon coming back. I believe there's some people realizing, glory to God, that this end of this thing is coming down. You mark my word down, and you mark this. You mark this down. Next year, this time, a year from now, I may not be here. But things ain't going to be as good as they are now. You say, oh, Bill, you're just a prophet of doom and blackness. I'm telling us the truth, because America don't intend to turn back to God. American churches don't intend to turn back to God. We don't intend to change our ways. Let me read on. I ain't got past the first verse. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and in the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. So we need to be reminded of what the old law said, and under the prophets, that these things would come to pass. And some of this right here in the third chapter of Peter was prophesied back in Isaiah chapter 2 and probably verse 12, somewhere right in there. I looked it up, but that was like 960 some years ago. That's a long time ago, and it was prophesied that the end was coming. And Jesus told us while he was walking the earth, he said, now there's even false prophets among you. Right now, there's already false prophets among you. And the Bible teaches us all down through the ages that the false prophet is going to set up, and he's going to set up in such a place that he's going to say, I am God. I can take over the kingdom. Amen. And there's thousands going to follow him. And I thought about how easily this thing is going to be set up. And we go on to the third verse. And he said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. And scoffers ain't nothing but mockers, honey. And they've made fun of the grace of God. And I've heard the Holy Ghost power of God made fun of ever since I've been a little boy. I've seen them make fun of people shouting, people speaking in tongues, people enjoying the amazing grace of God. And I've been slain in the Spirit, not lately, bless God, but I need to be slain in the Spirit again. It won't hurt me, honey. I ought to get under the anointing power of God, and you know God is God, and besides him, there's none other, and that scares Baptists to death, amen. Glory to God, they'll try to revive us and get us back up in our feet, and amen. I'm going to tell you something, when the Spirit of God slays you, ladies, you don't have to pull your dress down, and you don't need nobody to catch you, amen, when the Spirit of God moves upon you. But today, honey, we're afraid of the power of God. Why? Because we're living a little bit too close to sin, and fear is because we know that God is God, and besides him, there's none other. I think I done said it, but for our sins, we know our sins, and the Bible said that there's scoffers among us, and there's mockers among us, amen, and they're making fun of children, birth children, and they're aborting children, and then they're going about and trying to take a sperm from a woman and a man and make a child their own way and the way that they want to do it, making fun of the natural use of the woman and the man, honey. They're making fun of God. Amen. And they walk down the street hand in hand with a rainbow over their head, a hand in hand, and a man looking over and kissing another man. Amen. And they tell us you can't preach this in certain places. They'll cut you off, but it's abomination in the eyes of God. Amen. We're making mockery of God. Amen. Glory to God. And they're taking up for them. Our state's taking up for them. They're taking up for them in jail. But you know who's beat down? The man of God that's trying to preach the word of God. I'm going to tell you there's mockers out there. Glory to God. They tell you you can live together and it ain't sin. Bless God, it's sin. Amen. The word of God said it is. It's fornication. It's adultery. There's sin on every camp. Our little boys and our little girls are reaching out, testing the things of Satan, and the things of Satan will bite you. It'll eat you up. It'll tire you down. I took a little taste of Satan when I was a young man. Amen. And it took me down to my knees. It brought me down to trouble. It brought me down till everything was going away. Because one time I tasted of what Satan had, and I kind of liked the taste of it. Daddy done it, and I thought that's the way to go. They done it around me and all of his friends and in our house. I thought this is the way to go. Grandpa done it. This is the way to go. Honey, we need to be teaching them it's the way to go is the house of the living God. This is the body of Christ. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something else, honey. If you're going to say you're the body of Christ, bless God, you need to be the body of Christ. One fingernail that's tore off aches and hurts the whole body of Christ. Amen. One little bump on your nose hurts the whole body of Christ. Amen. We need to be dedicated to the house of God because this is where Jesus is coming back after. If I was a young man, I'd about run out the door. Jesus is coming back after the body of Christ, which is the church. Amen. And it ain't going to be long, glory to God. So I want to be the body of Christ. Maybe I ain't nothing but a little Toba. Hallelujah. 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 I'm a part of the body of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah, church. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah, church, what God has done for us. And he said in the fourth verse, saying, scoffers out there. Shannon just told me, he said he knowed when he was a boy that the Lord is coming back. He said he knowed when he was in sin, everything he done wrong. Does anybody back there don't know when they do wrong? And saying, where is the promise of his coming? That's what Satan tells us. For since the fathers fell asleep, since my old pastors fell asleep, they've been telling me the Lord is coming. Well, where's it at? Ain't that what we say? What did he tell me? We'll wait till you get old and then go join that bunch of old folks in church. Hello? I heard this week, and it breaks my heart, that a pastor and a wife said they wasn't worried about the old folks. They were concerned about the young. I'm serving an old-fashioned God that loved the old folks too. And I love the young folks, and I need to set an example for them. And every one of us old folks needs to set an example. Let me go on. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Well, I've heard this all of my life, that Jesus is coming back. Let me read on. For this they willingly are ignorant. That's what I want to preach right there. They willingly are ignorant. Do you know what ignorant is? It's just you've turned it away. You don't want it. To the knowledge of God, to the goodness of God, you're so far down in self-pity and in so far down in your little bubble that you're just ignorant of the everything of God. These people that have stepped out there and said, but they've told us ever since the world began and since our fathers have fell asleep and there ain't nothing happened, they are willingly ignorant. The Word of God told us that He's coming back, and He's coming back after a church that's cleaned up without spot or wrinkle. We'll read that in a minute. For they are willingly ignorant of that by the Word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standeth out of the water and in the water. And the sixth verse said, wherefore the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. And we know that only eight souls were saved. We know that Noah, we read it in the Word of God. We know that Noah preached 120 years. We know that it never rained. We know that there'd never been an ark needed because there wasn't no rain. Never been anything like that. And we know that that's the truth. How do we know that? By grace through faith, glory to God, do we understand that this is the Word of God. That this thing has happened, and that that has happened will happen again, and Jesus is soon coming back. But the heavens and the earth which are now, listen to this seventh verse. But the heavens and the earth which are now, this is right now when we're what we're living in, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And he said, it's kept in store. Amen. God, by his grace, the marvelous grace of God, has he kept America here and kept us intact and blessed us like he has blessed us. Honey, it ain't going to be long till gas will be so high we can't do what we want to do. If groceries will be so high we can't eat everything we want to eat. And I thought about whether you eat on Sunday or whether you don't matter to me. But glory to God, you ain't going to be able to go out and eat like we have been at. Amen. It's going to be taken away. And I know we don't want to hear that. But I'm going to tell you something that really breaks my heart that's been taken away. And that's the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God absolutely ain't like it was 53 years ago when I got saved. People were shouting the victory. People loved God. They were still trouble in churches. But people loved God. People loved each other. People wasn't running to and fro. Bless God, they couldn't go but one or two places. Yeah. Amen. It wasn't like it is today. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. The Bible tells us to not be ignorant. But he plainly said we were willingly ignorant. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. And I may not even have this right, but and we can think on it. We can say many things on it. But I'm going to tell you, one day ain't no more than 1,000 years to the Lord. And 1,000 years ain't no more than one day to the Lord. It's all His. He's got it all into His hand. So glory to God, we think, well, He ain't coming back. I'm going to tell you, He could come back just any day now. The 1,000 years could be changed into one day, and it be the day of the Lord. And He said, there's coming a day of the Lord, glory to God. And He's coming back after those that are looking for Him. And He said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Ninth verse, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And you know, I told one of my cousins a while back, and it's been a year or two ago, I guess, but he better be glad that I wasn't God. He wants to sing in a Christian group, wants to make music, and wants to go do this and do that out on Sunday mowing his yard. And I said, you better be glad I ain't God. I'd burn your yard up. I'd burn it up. Do you know anybody that would be patient with you as God has? That would hand out grace to you as God has? Well, let me ask you, are you one of them that would hand out grace as God has? Have you extended your hand of mercy and your hand of understanding and your hand of forgiving as you expect God to for you? God should have killed me a long time ago. He should have never allowed me to make 26 years old. Because I rejected him. I willingly rejected him. I denounced the convicting power of God. I pushed it away. Y'all ever been there? My Lord and my God, we owe it to him today. He just kept coming back and knocking on our door. Said, won't you come? Will you come? How many times, Roger, did he knock on our door? How about it, Josh? How many times did he? How about it, Audrey? Time and time and time again. I know without a shadow of a doubt, look, my little Audrey here, about 4 or 5 years old, she knowed about Jesus. Why? Papa told her about it. Papa tried to pray, glory to God. Papa brought it into the house. She maybe had never heard it much before, but glory to God, when we met her, she heard about Jesus. Can I tell you, that's our duty. It's our job today. I don't care how hard a sinner they are, what a nasty place it is, how everything's falling apart, and whether you feel comfortable or not, we need to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is welcome in my heart, and if I'm welcome at that place, I'm welcome to give them a little bit of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If they don't open the door the next time, I'm going to wear my welcome out the first time. Just wear it out. Tell them about Jesus. We've got afraid of people. Pray for our throat. Boy, it's doing good. There it is in the 10th verse. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. In thee which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Said it'd be one in the field, one be taken, another left. Be on the housetop. Don't go back and try to get something out of your house. All that man has built will be burnt. It will go away. We can willingly be ignorant of this. We can willingly say that I'm not in sin. I'm not a sinner. I'm a child of God. But I got to work every hour to keep Bill under subjection. The fight that the Spirit of God has within me is my flesh. This that you're looking at, it's hateful, it's ugly, it's mean, it don't want nothing of God. It wants to tear down everything that God sends its way. The flesh don't want to be spiritual. The flesh don't want to preach. The flesh don't want to shout. If the flesh wants to preach, I'm going to tell you something, they're called of the devil. Hello? I believe there's some sent to school by the devil to tear down the children of God. Amen, Bill. You need to get off of that. But he said he'd come as a thief in the night. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Dissolved. You know what dissolved means? You put Alka-Seltzer in the glass and then you can't find it. The Alka-Seltzer's gone. It's dissolved. Everything that we have hung on to. You know, God showed me this week, I worry too much about things. It's going to pass away. It's going to fall apart. I've never had an automobile that didn't break. Some worse than others, but they break. They break. I can hang on to them if I want to. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? And I know I've preached this before. I don't know when or where, but I've preached that before. What manner of person ought you to be? In all holy conversation and godliness. holy conversation and godliness. I'm going to tell you why we're willingly ignorant. And I ain't picking on no one sport or one race or one game. But we know every race driver. We know everybody on another team. We know each play and what they call. I preached a message on something about football, and I went and asked Larry Johnson. I said, where's this place supposed to be at? I'm willingly ignorant of football. Praise the Lord. So they won't ever call me to umpire because I'm ignorant. What I knew about basketball, I've lost it. I used to be a fire bowler, and I sit and think the other day, I forgot how to keep score. Who cares? I don't bowl no more. Whether I keep score or not. But what I'm saying, how about these that we say, well, I don't know nothing about the Word of God. Have you all ever said that? I just can't understand that. I just can't understand. I'm going to tell you why I'm not a mechanic. I don't want to be a mechanic. I don't want to hang over a fender of a car. I like for them to run, but I don't want to be the one fixing. So we're what we want to be. See, I may not have a house of my own. I may be paying rent. I may own my car and things ain't going right for me. But how about God? Do you want God in your life? Yeah. I promise you, He'll come into your heart. I had nothing on but my undershorts at midnight, laying in the bathroom, with sin on every corner, and the Lord come into my heart. Well, glory to God. I'm glad He didn't say, go clean up, Bill.
That's right.
Mm. Boo.
Heaven, God.
Shoo.
Bless the Lord.
I'm in debt. I'm in debt. I'm in debt. What in the world can an old man do to give back to the Lord what He's done for me? You know when He said forgive them because they don't know what to do? He said that's Bill too. But these that are sinning willfully.
Come on.
Maybe we can go over in Ezekiel and read about it. We can go over in Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10 and read about it.
Come on.
If we sin willfully.
Preacher.
I've never seen a man get drunk and didn't even know he's doing it.
That's right.
Come on.
When you turn up that first drink, you are heading to be a drunk.
Amen.
Famous words of Miss Naomi that used to sit right there. She said, if a man drank three beers, made him drunk, said you drank one, you're a third drunk.
Right.
That stuck with my mind. You dabble around and you cuss a little. The next thing you know, it's all right. You steal a little. You play games a little. You miss church a little. Amen, church.
Amen.
And then when you do everything you want to do in the way you want to do it, you ain't right with God. Amen, you ain't right with God. We've got to stroke out against the troubles of this world. We've got to stand up against the stream that's beating us down. He said, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, therewith wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, that's all we've got is the promise of God.
Amen.
By grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. And He said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Let me read over in Revelations. Revelations 19, start about 11. Revelations 19. Neighbor, I'm afraid we're deeper into Revelations than we realize.
Yeah.
The seven churches are in the second and third chapters of Revelation. It said, I have somewhat against you. He brought it out. Lamont did. Because you've left your first love. And it tells about all the churches, something they've left out, something they've walked away from, something that we're not doing. In the 11th verse of the 19th chapter of Revelation, he said, and I saw a new heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Well, that'll preach any day of the week. Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And I'm going to tell you, when he steps out, they ain't going to say, now don't you judge me. You don't know what I've got in my heart. I know you ain't got enough to bring you to church. You ain't got much.
Amen.
And your feelings are so close to the outer edge, amen. Everything the preacher says makes you mad. Hello? I say you ain't got much. You ain't got what Jesus had when he went to the cross. They said some of my little slurs is why some of these didn't come back that used to be in the parking lot. Thank God for my little slurs. I hope they wake up before hail strikes. Before the fire and brimstone comes down. While there's still time. Think about it, church. Go protect yourself. Go hide under the rock. The Bible says they will. In Revelation, they'll go hide under the rock to protect theirself. Not willing to die for the Lord. And he said his eyes were as a flame of fire. Hey, I don't know if Bill's going to be able to handle that or not. Do you? His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture, dipped in blood. I can't believe Jesus is a blood preacher. It's just hard to believe. It scares my young'uns if you talk about blood. He was clothed. All of his clothes was dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. Can I tell you, when we take the blood out of the Word of God, we've took away the Spirit of God, and without the Spirit of God, there's no remission. There's no forgiveness of sin. It takes the Spirit of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. There's some armies training in heaven, honey. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth, 15th verse. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. He didn't have a visible sword, but it's the Word of God. The Word of God is what's going to judge us. The Word of God. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations. What's he going to smite them with? The Word of God. You didn't obey the Word of God. You cut off the Word of God. You are willingly ignorant of the Word of God because you didn't want to serve me. You are willingly ignorant of me dying on the cross as your Savior. You rejected me. This is serious, church. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and that it, which he should smite the nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who's going to be able to stand, honey, when these fiery eyes look down on us and this voice speaks out and it's the Word of God? And you say, well, I didn't know, Lord, that I was supposed to love my neighbor as myself. He said, you sat in church and heard it preached that Sunday morning, October the 10th. He said, why wasn't you listening? Was you playing with children? Or did you have your phone out? Or was you looking for something else? He said, I am coming back. I'm coming back. And this Word of God's going to judge you. And those fiery eyes are going to look upon you. And he said it's going to be on his side, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. You think about this is just an angel. And you think about the heat of the sun when it gets up to 90 or 100 degrees. And I don't know how many miles the sun is away from us. But this angel, the Bible said he's standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. There's going to be a supper for the buzzards. Hello? For the old flesh-eating buzzards and the crows, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, these that were in fine raiment. I bet that old rich man, hello, that rich man that woke up in hell in the 16th chapter of Luke, he was a king. And I bet he's going to be there. I bet his fine clothes ain't going to make no difference. My Lord and my God, I don't want to be there, do you? I don't want no part of it. That you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against the army. Can I tell you, honey, I've never seen a time when there's war against the Christian people. I've never seen a time when there's been war over the standards of God's holy word. I've never seen a time when they're trying to do away with the King James Version of God's holy word and fill it in with some other book. To take the blood out, to take different things out of the Bible. And you can go through, and I've read a few of them, forgot them, but you go through and read them. I don't need another version. I need more of the King James Version. I believe the King James Version is what we're going to be judged out of. The Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. He inspired men to write this down that you and I would know how to live. I know how to serve God. I know how to worship God. Can I tell you something? I'm an old dummy with no education. I know how to pray to God. I know how to get in touch with God. I know how to get the attention of God. I know how to get the attention of God's people. Live right, church. Live by the Word, and they can't knock you down. Nothing can hinder you. Nothing can take you out. Live right for God. And the beast was taken. And with him the false prophet that wrought miracles. Can the devil cause miracles? False prophets that wrought miracles before him, which with he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image, these both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. They wasn't dead, they were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Burning with fire and brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Again, the sword came out of the Word of God, came out of the mouth of Almighty God. Neighbor, if time stands, we are just looking right into this time. It ain't going to be long. Time has went down. I've never seen in our White House, in our leaders of our nation, fight against the church and fight against the total Word of God. It's probably happened in other countries. I'm sure it has when communism come in. But America has not seen this. Are we able to stand? Are we able to give up some of our purties? Are we going to make it without our cookies? Are we going to make it when hardship hits? Do we have enough? Do we have enough to make it home on? I jot it down. Let me read it. In Acts 17 and 30. Acts 17 and 30. And the time of this ignorance God winked at. But new commandments But now commandments all men everywhere to repent. Let me get that right. And the time of this ignorance God once winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. God want, under the law, he understood that they were ignorant. And the law wasn't getting a job done, so he sent grace. Larry bought out grace this morning. He bought grace and he extended mercy. And he gave us something. He gave us the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I go away, I'll leave the Holy Ghost. And the indwelling Holy Ghost speaks to our heart and said, don't go there. The Holy Ghost speaks to our heart. He said, pray here. The Holy Ghost speaks to our heart and said, love them here. Show them love. Give them a dollar here. Read this. Pray there. The Spirit of God tells us that. Are we close enough to God to understand that God is still speaking through the Holy Ghost power of God? The sword, the Word of God, is what's going to cut us off. Going to take us away. The Word of God. How sweet is the Word of God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. 14th verse, the 3rd chapter of 2 Peter. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Can you take me to a house and show me perfect peace? I don't know one. God help me. About the time I think peace is going to come to my house, the storm comes and the limb starts breaking. The sull-ups and the poutings. Satan throws another stick in the spokes. And the alternator starts whining. The air condition goes out. How about it, brother? And the septic tank stops up. If it ain't one thing, it's something else. I remember old Mike Tojo. He preached us a message one time to fire you well. And he said, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And he preached the whole message on, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, I remember that old preacher standing in the pulpit and his wife standing at the door making fun of him. They separated, and he's in the grave. I don't know where she's at now. But if it ain't one thing, it's another. Glory to God. We just need to praise God in our troubles. We don't willingly need to be ignorant of the Word of God. I hope this ain't been too scattered. And he said, in an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. I hope I get to preach on that some other time shortly. We need to pray. Are we willingly ignorant? If I watch, stand to your feet if you will, Shannon, get a song. If I willingly don't read my word, it's my fault. And I throwed a whole lot of slurs with phones and Facebook. I praise the Lord for the Bible on my phone. And every day it beeps, it gives me a verse. But I can turn to any scripture I want to. And Father, if you take some of them, load it up for me until I can see it. I can sit down and read a whole chapter of God's word. I know it ain't like the Bible. When something really hits my heart, I go hunt my Bible. That little phone I got with me, and there it is. I can read it. It's the King James Version. It ain't in Spanish. It's in English. I can understand it. And sometimes there's a word that'll just pop out. Just pop out. So if you got a phone and ain't got your Bible on it, put it up. Somebody too, I can't. But it can be a blessing.
Blessing.
There's a lot of junk goes on. A lot of junk goes on. But it can be a blessing.